Welcome to Terrible Tommy's old country show and tomfoolery session. We're going to get started here pretty soon. How'd you like that takeoff? Yeah, pretty good, huh? Yeah, you can reach us at Box 65, Fallbrook, California. That's Fallbrook, California. Yes, 92088. And our big website is resist.com. And you can reach us on our 24/7 phone line at 760-723-8996. And let's see, what else here? Whoa, it's a beautiful day here in California. I don't know when you're going to hear this radio show, but it's beautiful right now. So let's move on here, and hey, let's have a little tomfoolery. Now, what we're going to do here is sort of tap into the lines, the telephone lines here, and get some very interesting information. Some very interesting telephone calls been going on lately.
Yes, this is Gray Residence.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Dong Nguyen from Vietnam Community Center.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a signature and petition to qualify for November election to change name of Garden Grove to New Saigon.
Bullshit. Bullshit. This is Garden Grove. It's not New Saigon.
Yes, but...
Yes, but you people come here to our country and right away you want to change things?
Well, it's tradition.
Tradition, my ass. You people are foreigners here. You want to change things and call it New Saigon?
Yes.
Well, you're full of shit.
New York was named for...
I don't give a goddamn what New York was changed for or anything else. You people just came here. You're goddamn boat people off the boat, no money at all, and the first thing you know, you want to own the place?
And even Minneapolis.
I don't give a goddamn about Minneapolis or nothing else.
Yes, but it would be better...
It will be shit. This is Garden Grove. If you people don't like it, go to hell back to Saigon.
Yes, but we can't, because if we do, they will shoot us.
Well, that's what they should do. You come here, you want to change every goddamn thing. You've got more now than you ever had.
Yes, land of opportunity.
Yeah, I know. For who? Not us. For you.
No.
Bullshit.
Hello. Please try to to understand.
No, I'm not going to understand. Now, God damn, you don't call my number again.
But
you understand?
It will be better for you if your name is on the list.
Bullshit!
After the name is changed.
Well, it's not going to be changed.
Well, we have almost, we only need 200 more signatures to qualify.
I don't give a goddamn what you need. You foreign-born bastard, you got the guts to come into our country and then start changing things? You keep it up and someone will be blowing your goddamn head off and running you back to Saigon.
Yes, it's something we have much experience with already.
Probably, well, you're going to have more if you keep this shit up.
Probably more than you have.
Well, just
probably
don't call... Hey, look,
to,
don't call my number.
You can have the same
Go
experience.
To hell.
Hello?
Yes, is Mr. Easter in?
Yeah, speaking.
Yes, this is Dong Huynh, the Cambodian Refugee Center.
Right.
Yes, it's a happy day. Little Chan Nguyen is here now, and he'll be ready to come to your home in 2 weeks.
No, thank you. Hello?
Mr. Easter, this kind of thing happens too often. We have a prayer from you.
You got a nerve to call me and ask me to take a refugee in?
It's
now get lost.
It's already signed by your name.
By my name? Forget it. No way.
We bring him by your house in 2 weeks.
You will not.
He already had the shot.
Go.
Please, then, if you do not take the child, then we will have to send you the bill for all the medical care that he incurred in his trip to this country.
I'd like for you to try to collect it, you idiot. What are you trying to do? Blackmail me?
Would you like our phone number so you could call our officer, our president?
I don't have to give anybody anything. Now you drop dead, you nitwit.
But I have your... You sleep with the one eye open because we know where you live and we come by there.
What are you trying to do? Blackmail me? What are you trying to do? Blackmail me? What are you trying to do? Blackmail me? What are you trying to do? Blackmail me?
You must adopt little refugees.
You got
a nerve. Keep him by your house in 2 weeks.
You will not.
That's already signed by your name.
By my name? Forget it.
Send your bill for medical.
You will not.
What are you trying to do? Blackmail me? What are you trying to do? Blackmail me? What are you trying to do?
Yes, Mr. Barnett?
Yes?
Yes, this is Dong Huynh, the Vietnam Refugee Center. Sorry that it takes so long to call back, but we've been very busy lately, and they work on our building, so that I can only call you today. But we can bring Dong Huynh to your home either today or tomorrow.
Bring some what?
Little Dong Huynh, your new child.
I tell you what you do, you son of a bitch. You kiss my damn bass, and this phone is tapped. And nobody's ordered no damn child. You better not call it no more.
Well, yes, but...
What the hell, you son of a bitch? Get off of it!
But we have your...
I'll kiss my ass, you son of a bitch.
But we have a signature.
I don't give a damn what you got.
But you're very upset, sir. You're
I said kiss my ass, you son of a bitch.
Okay, let me write this down. What you want me to do?
Don't kiss my ass. I know what a goddamn thing you got. Now get your ass off the phone.
Well, we called the FBI.
I'll go to hell, you son of
a... I'm going to tell you a story about Mrs. Barnett. Oh, something you like it up there. Well, Mr. Barnett, he called the FBI.
Well, damn, boys, those white boys are getting awful angry there. I'm trying to take in those, what them take in those little Vietnamese kids, man. I'll tell you, what the hell's the matter with these people? They must be white races.
Papa writes to Johnny, Johnny can't come home, Johnny can't come home, no, Johnny can't come home. Papa writes to Johnny, Johnny can't come home, he's been on the chain gang too long.
I've played around this old town too long, summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I gotta travel home.
Well, I wanna see my baby, wanna see her bad, wanna see her bad, yes, wanna see her bad. Wanna see my baby, wanna see her bad. She's the best friend this poor boy's ever had.
I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I gotta travel along.
Doggies, there you go again, boy. Some good bluegrass from way down south there in the, maybe a Kentucky or Tennessee up in the hills, man. Okay, let's play some more of that stuff. That sounds good. Then we'll have some funny stuff, okay? Damn, that sounds to me like the old Lum and Abner show back in the old days on the radio. Hey there, Lum. Okay, Abner. Gonna sweep up the stove. Remember that? Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. I guess I am old. Now we dedicate this next little bit to all you ball fans, all you redneck baseball fans, as when you watch nigger ball, which you shouldn't be watching, but if you do, this is dedicated to you.
You send me a sign, Red, when I get out there. I'll mess around for some time. Okay? Fuck no. He can't get them fucking left-handers out, for Christ, oh fucking mighty.
Fucking Jack can get jammed on a fucking ball.
Feel good, Tommy. I don't give a shit. You feel good? There's four motherfucking hits up there.
They all fucking hit the opposite way.
Dude. I don't give a fuck.
Tommy, you got a left-handed hit, I strike this motherfucker.
I don't
out.
Give a shit, doggy. Well, I may be wrong, but that's my goddamn job. I'll make the fucking decisions here. I'll make the fucking decisions here, okay?
Looks like there were 3 runs on the fucking board yesterday.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey,
don't give me any shit, goddammit. I'll make the fucking decisions. Keep your fucking mouth shut. I told you.
You talk about it
in my fucking office.
Then I wouldn't say
I'm
that.
Just saying, talk about it inside. This is not the place to be talking about. Okay? That's all I'm trying to say. It's your mom. It's not a boy to fucking see you. That's all.
Right. It's fucking great for you to be staying out here talking to me like that.
I
don't give a shit, Doug. I'm the fucking manager of the fucking team. I gotta make the fucking decisions. And I'll make them to the fucking best of my ability. It may be the fucking wrong decision, but I'll make it. Don't worry about it. I'll make the fucking decision. I gave you a fucking chance to walk out of here. I can't fuck around. We're down 2-1. If it was yesterday, it's a different fucking story. I don't give a shit. You've got three left-hand hitters, and they all got fucking hits on you. Rivers, Jackson, and the fucking other guy. They all got left-hand. They all hit. That guy that just hit the ball was a left-hander, wasn't he? I don't give a shit whether you jammed him or not. He didn't get out. I can't let you out there in a fucking game like this. I got a fucking job to do. What's the matter with you?
Now, the Manager's Corner, with the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver. And now, to the Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver.
Well, Bill Whitehouse, Earl, from Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get fucking goddamn little fleas on the fucking bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big cocksuckers that can hit the fucking ball out of the ballpark, and you can't make any goddamn mistake.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in fucking baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the fucking goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his fucking ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the fucking ninth. So if this cocksucker would mind his own business and let me manage the fucking team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the fuck her next lady's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out of fucking bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a prick stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go fuck yourself and the fuck with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball fucking network.
The Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver is heard 20 minutes before every Orioles regular season game and was sponsored by Baltimore's...
Doggies, I don't think I'm going to get into that baseball stuff, man. I thought I've had bad bosses in time, and you probably did too. Think you had some pretty rough bosses, but that Tommy Lasorda, oh, he better go to confession. Oh man, these boys are tough, man. That must be a bitch of a job hitting that little ball around. Well, it's mostly niggas now, so they can scream at him, cuss at him, everything else, and they can run to the NAACP. Let's get some music on here.
I've got a wife and five little children. Please take a trip on a big black train. Oh, Sir J.
Well, there's nothing to do but sit around and sing.
Rock about my Sir J.
Oh, rock about my Sir J. Oh, rock about my Sir J. Oh, there's nothing to do but sit around and sing.
Oh, rock about my Sir J. About my Sarah Jane.
Oh, rock about my Sarah Jane. Oh, rock about my Sarah
come from far away to dance all night till the break of day, when the caller holler, do-si-do, then you all spend with prayer and go.
Playing in the bathroom, man, hiding in the town. I spent a bit of fiddle on the rain. You hear it talk, you hear it say.
He played an old tune called Soldier Joy, and another was a ball. Boy, the greatest of all was Jenny Lind. To me, that's where the fiddle didn't begin.
Playing in the
bassin'
down high, the healing of every town. The famous played the fiddle, oh, the rain. You hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
Forget that mournful day when Uncle Ben was called away. They hung up his fiddle and they hung up his bow. They knew it was time for him to go.
Playing in the
to the bright shining sun.
Bright shining sun, oh Lord, the bright shining sun.
All them books said to Marty, what makes your head so red? From running in the hot sun, I got fever in my head.
Fever in my head, oh Lord, fever in my head.
Run all around Memphis and he beat the Memphis train. Beat the Memphis train, oh Lord, to beat the Memphis train. All out in California, where money could as she please. Going back to old Kentucky, God, speak with the holies. Speak with the holies, oh Lord, speak with the holies. Hold him, brother, oh Lord, hold him, brother, fly. I'll go and catch old Timber, pitch him in the shade. We're going to bury old money, coffin ready made. Coffin ready made, oh Lord, coffin ready made.
Boy, those guys that keep picking it ain't going to never heal like that. Wow, we got some, oh man, I'll tell you what, we got some hot stuff here, and we've just scratched the surface on Terrible Tommy's Old Time Country Show and Comedy Hour, and here we go with some more comedy.
We're going to have all kinds of folks on, Jews, and Guineas, and Hunkies, and Poles, and Limeys, Krauts, and we're going to have on Spicks. And we're gonna have on boogies too. I mean, I don't wanna show that I'm anti this or anti that. I'm anti everything. But I'm mad at a white girl. A lot of folks right away see if the boys lit up again. But it was a thing. We fell in love, and society has frowned upon it because we're making money, you know. And my daddy is Father Divine. So may the Lord be with you, Daddy. He's gonna be on too. He's a religious bug. And right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well, I see our time is running out. And remember, next week we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers. I was just kidding, folks. Two soldiers in Arkansas. We are sending those don't care packages, though. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down. Good night, and good night for Mr. Thank you, Mr. Goldie.
Wonderful.
That's that. That's all he says. Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Well, that was old Jonathan Winters there, and I think he did offend somebody. He said just some of that anti-white stuff. But I know it was all in fun. You ever remember Maud Frickert? Remember Maud Frickert? Well, how you doing, Sonny? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the one about how she had Maud Frickert had this stepson, Willard? He was a strapping big boy. Well, he decided he wanted to fly. She said, I told him, you can't fly, Willard. He said, I'm going to try. So he went up to the gravel pit. He strapped 47 pigeons onto his arms, took off big, but then somebody threw a bag of popcorn in the quarry, and they bashed his brains out. Oh, boy, that was one of the funniest ones he's done. I ought to play that album on here sometime. And this is Terrible Tommy's Old Time Country Hour and Humor and Comedy. What'd I say? Old Time Country Music and Comedy. We're at P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088 in the USA. And to go to our website, you go to resist.com. And you can listen to all kinds of radio shows, and you can watch video, and you can purchase things like rings and flags and pendants and tapes and videos and books and everything like that. And just make your checks or money orders to John Metzger. Send them along, or you can send cash. We will take cash. So back to the music. Money, but a $2 bill. He must have been one of those whorehouses up in Las Vegas or someplace, or maybe he was running around with old Plastic Man down on the Mississippi on one of those gambling boats. You can get in big trouble down there. But if you got $2 left, then send it on in here to War Central, WAR, White Aryan Resistance. Yeah, with Terrible Tommy's Country and Comedy Show. Now, you're not going to believe this, but I told you before, I sing karaoke. Yes, I do. And when I go in to sing karaoke, I say, look, if you people don't sing, I'll sing, and then you'll be sorry. But lately, a couple of times now, I've been leading the karaoke. I never did that before. That's a lot of fun to have a karaoke party. Yeah, you need a little R&R, all you boys out there, boys and girls, and not too much. You got to work a lot. But get out there. I don't want to see any uptight Aryans. I want to see happy, laughing, good time in Aryans, but work real hard when you work. Now let's bow our heads, and we're going to listen to the Prophet Omega.
Friends seen and unseen, two that are riding along in the automobile, two that are sitting at your table, I greet you with the holy word, peace. For with my infinite mind, I thanks constructively. For your minds are my mind, and my mind is your mind, and I'm sending out my Christ mind to you, you, and you. And I'm able to draw whatsoever I want into my immediate surrounding. But I'm saying to you right now, let the Spirit in me be in you. Yes, on last night, the Spirit told me to tell you. The Spirit told me to tell you to say these words. I am what I am. Now repeat this behind me. I am what I am. And that is all I am, and I am it. It makes no difference who you are, what you're doing, what you're trying to do, or want to do. Repeat these words, I am what I am, and that's all I am, is what I am. That's all I look, that's all I am, is what I am. And I'm it. Now repeat those words. If you repeat those words, and continually to repeat those words, blessing gonna come to you. You got to remain to being yourself. You cannot be nobody else. It ain't no use to trying to be in no whirlwind and jumping here and playing checkers with your own life. That ain't gonna work, baby. Now repeat these words behind me. I am what I am. Now that's all you are. You are what you believe you are. Belief is intellectual process, and faith involve action. Now, do you believe that on this afternoon, when you come to 488 Lamont Drive, that you're going to receive a blessing to pay them bills, pay your car note, house note? Now, if you repeat these words, I am what I am, and come in a good spirit, God gonna bless you. God gonna make a way for you. God gonna heal your pockets, gonna heal your mind, your ideals. For God is in the blessing business, God in the healing business, and the whole facts about it, God is in all the business. And to you all that have been attending my service, know what God has done. Let me straighten out a little few things. I said on yesterday to those that called me, that I called, rather. No, I didn't call nobody. Those that called me, amen, receive the word blood. For the blood of Jesus will sustain. The blood of Jesus will do many things for you. Now listen to me. Those that were at the service on last Sunday night, amen, we gave you a blessing, and I told you that the shoes that I had already preached on that was going to repeat themselves, I read from the 96th Psalm and the 5th verse. Now, God is moving in a mysterious way, and God is doing great things all over Nashville. God is doing great things all over the universe, everywhere my voice is being heard, and everywhere I go. Even though they call me a long distance, Buffalo, New York, Miami, Florida, New Orleans, Louisiana, and not only that, their children, to all those places that I have gone, God is working all through Mississippi, Arkansas, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New York City, and Michigan, and Florida. God is working miracles in folks' life. Now, down in New Orleans, amen, they got those old folks down there, people down there, they call them the two-head folks. But I went down there with one head, and amen, I told them, I said, I'm going to bear all these heads and going to bring you Jesus Christ. And I brought them Jesus Christ, and God moved in a mysterious way. All those people, all those folks thought they know something. Them Cunyans and hoodoos and all those kind of folk were knocking on my door, tearing it down, ringing my phone, calling me, telling me, prophet, I know that you're the real prophet. I want you to pray for me and bless me and give me some of your spirit. I said, my spirit is God's spirit. They said, what you mean? I said, God is on top of it all. And don't you forget, children, in radio land, it makes no difference who you are. God is on top of it all. So much for that. And I want to make an announcement that about the Ship Moving Company, who is located on Old Ashland City Highway. They've been in business since 1954. And they specialize in moving fine furniture, your furniture, which is fine furniture. Now, for a cottage move or a quick move or a right now move, and some of y'all may need to move tomorrow, some of y'all most likely might need to move next week, week after next, a month from now, then call Ship Moving Company. Got men over there that are very courteous and understanding. And don't mind trying to satisfy you, the customers. They come to give you an estimation, they don't charge you any extra money for that. And if they come to move you, they don't charge you no extra for a heavy piece. A heavier piece. And they got some beautiful girls over there doing the packing and unpacking. Now, this costs you extra. But what is a little extra for safety? Your glasses don't be broken. Your silverware wrapped nice. And the very thing that you treasure is wrapped neatly and nice. Wrapped and unwrapped. Took down and put up. Now, that's the Ship Moving Company. You may call them at 242-5381. That's 243-5381. 242-5381. Now, I'd like to say a few words about Miss Jones, Olivia Jones, who is located on Jefferson Street, her business. Now, she operates the J&B Boutique, and now she specializes in perm and curls, hair breaking out, splitting.
Well, I'm sorry, boys and girls, I had to break in there on the Prophet Omega, who I'm sure was blessing you all. But we was running out of time, and I think we got our spirit filled there, all you heathen, all you sinners. Now let's get back to some good old music. And you remember, you is what you is, what you are is, and what you always is. And you keep saying that all day, you're going to be all right.
When John Henry was a little bitty boy, he took his mama by the hand. He looked up at her and he said, "Mama, mama, I want to be a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord, I want to be a steel-driving man." Little John Henry's mama said to him, "When you grow up to be a man, go down and see the boss man at the railroad track. Take along a hammer in your hand, little John. Take along a hammer in your hand." Little John Henry was the age of 16 when he took his hammer in his hand. Went down to the boss man at the railroad track. Said, "Captain, I'm a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Captain, I'm a steel-driving man." He took little John to the Big Bend Tunnel, down at the C&O line. Little John, he drove 14 feet of steel. The steam drill only made 9, Lord, Lord. The steam drill only made 9. Little John Henry looked at the boss man, said, "I'll drive steel all over the land. Before I will let that steam drill beat me, I'll die with my hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with my hammer in my hand." Little John Henry loved a little woman. She worked every day like a man. She took his hammer and carved in his tomb, "Here lies my steel-driving man, little John. Here lies my steel-driving man." They buried little John by the railroad. They covered him over with sand. She took his hammer and carved in his tomb, "Here lies my steel-driving man, little John. Here lies my steel-driving man."
Hear that bass, and when the bass starts to play,
written
pat her foot all day. Mama likes to hear that the grass stays. Mama likes to hit at the dash fiddle. And when the fiddle starts to play, sit and pat her foot all day. Mama likes to hit at the dash fiddle. Get at the bass guitar. Mama likes to get at the bass guitar. And when the guitar starts to play, she lets them pat her foot all day. Mama likes to get at the bass guitar.
Hey, that was good stuff, huh? Hey, that was good stuff. Now get your subscriptions in to War Newspaper. I mean a full-size tabloid newspaper. We've been publishing that newspaper for over 20 years, and we've been publishing 25 years at least. Anyhow, that War Newspaper, the most irreverent, the most racist, the most seditionist newspaper in the world, and for sure in North America. And if you'll send in your $30 money order or check or cash, we're going to give you 12 big issues. We'll have all kinds of articles in there, and cartoons, A. Wyatt Man cartoons, and all kinds of information. And if you're up there in Soviet Kanukistan, I feel sorry for you because, well, I'll tell you, free speech is very rare up there in Canada. It's $40, and we'll send that out to you first class. And all other countries offshore, it's $50, and you just send that in U.S. funds only. Now, when you order and you're from offshore, include about 25% of the total order for postage because air mail to other countries is very expensive. So anyhow, that'll get it to you real fast. We don't ship it the slow way because the slow way is not that much cheaper than the fast way. So I don't understand that, but that's the way it is.
Think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She says she loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind.
Poor girl.
And now she says she knows that you're not the hurting kind. She says she loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She loves you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know,
what?
It's up to you.
Is it?
I think it's only fair.
True.
Pride can hurt you, too. Apologize to her.
I will not.
Because she loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She loves you, Shaver.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
God, I love her, too. Yeah. I do.
She does.
God knows I love her. I do. I love that girl. Oh, God. I love that girl, and I want to fuck her as quick as I can.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. A couple of Irishmen talking there about their girlfriend. He loved her. Yeah, loves that girl. Yeah. Whoa, man. Hey, wait a minute. Now, tune in. We're going to have a lot more shows. You know, up on the internet now, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of shows. And guess what? Before we went on this website for about a year or so, we were grinding out shows live on the web, and we've got them all on tape. So we're going to give them to the webmaster, and gradually going to put on all those old tapes from the very beginning when we were doing a radio show. I forget. I thought it was a half hour. Maybe it was an hour. But we've got a whole stack of those old shows to put up there, too. Well, anyhow, let's have some music.
Just give me the winter time when the snow is on the ground. I found her when the snow was on the ground. I praise her little footprints in the snow. I praise her little footprints in the snow. I bless that happy day that Nanny lost her way. For I found her when the snow was on the ground. Oh, I dropped in to see her. There was a big round moon. Her mother said she just stepped out, she'd be returning soon. I found her little footprints, and I traced them through the snow. And I found her when the snow was on the ground. Well, now she's up in heaven, she's with an angel band. I know I'm gonna meet her in that promised land. And every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. For I found her when the snow was on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow. I praise her little footprints in the snow. I bless that happy day that Nanny lost her way. For I found her when the snow was on the ground.
Well, that's the best time to find a man when the snow's on the ground, because if he ain't got no shoes, man, and ladies can't run too fast, you can catch them. Yeah, but maybe if they got some Doc Martens, they could run a little faster, though. But, boy, when their feet turn blue running through the snow, they slow up real quick. Gives you a chance. Well, that's about it for our old-time country and humor comedy show for this time around. We hope you enjoy it. Hope you tune back in. Tell your friends about old War Radio and the War Radio shows and the old-time country shows and pass it on. Or tape them, hand them out. How about that? Because they're damn good and you know it. Well, we got a lot more stuff for you. We got a whole vault full of stuff for you, so we're going to keep it coming. I'm not sure what we're going to spotlight next time, but you're going to find out. Yeah, P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088, and call 760-723-8996. That's our update line. We change that once a week, put a lot of hot stuff on there, and you can send us a message, you can bitch, you can holler, you can whatever. And now, as the old Dr. Kallenberg would say, and I can't stand, happy trails.